This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. This week, we've been bringing you stories of family-owned businesses. A quilt store run by a mother and daughter in South Dakota, a couple and their family running a distillery in Wyoming. All to explore the ups and downs of working with people you love. As part of this series, we wanted to check back in with a sibling pair we've chatted with before. Sister and brother Rico and Crystal Worrell running the native design business Trickster Company up in Juneau, Alaska.
We used to have a brick and mortar shop. We don't anymore. But, you know, it was a symbol to have a native-owned design shop in a very touristy city that usually has a lot of knockoff stuff. So we're kind of working out, figuring out franchising so that we can still have that representation in physical spaces. So there's a lot of moving parts in figuring out franchising.
Yeah, I'm constantly busy. You know, we always have ideas, but it's a game of time.
Yeah, franchising's got like really extensive laws around it, and it's kind of complicated. So we're trying to find, you know, a lawyer to even help us get set up. You know, we've got to have our trademarks with the federal government in place. We have to have solid brand guidelines. I think that's the biggest like step for us to keep growing. The idea of growing a business is crazy. Like when I first started, it was just me in the shop and I was just, you know, carving hundreds of pairs of earrings every night, like just to like keep, you know, things going.
When we started, I had just finished college and was just super broke and bumming a futon in Rico's condo. But it's always been really nice to have a studio mate to be like, hey, what do you think of this? Or, you know, you spend a lot of time staring at one design, and so a fresh pair of eyes is nice. But now that we've, you know, grown and expanded, my studio gets a little bit lonely, and so I feel like it's just brought us closer together. Rico's really good at a lot of things I'm not good at, and I guess you could say it goes the other way around.
I think Crystal's always been the true artist of the family. Like ever since she was young, she was like always making paintings and all kinds of stuff. And like, I don't think I called myself an artist until a couple of years ago, because most of the time I was more of like a creative geek than an artist.
I remember though, when we were growing up, we built an entire little tiny town using the construction paper. We built a little shop together, and one was a clothing store with tiny clothing. The art store had really bad art in it. So, you know, I feel like since day one, we've been working together on a shop with what we have access to, you know, since the beginning. You know, it's really cool that we could be creative, but also be in tune with our upbringing and our family.